and Mocha Show on Kiss 92.5.
A Roz and Mocha Show exclusive on Kiss 92.5.
Hey.
What's going on, dude? It's the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto. How you doing, man?
Very good. You?
Good. How many people have been contacting you since this news story broke?
Gotten a lot of hate mail messages. I've got a lot of death threats over this. Got people saying that I need to kill myself over it. It's just inappropriate and ridiculous comments like that.
So this belief that you have that homosexuals choose to be that way rather than being born that way, is that something that you was taught to you, or did you grow up believing that based on what you've read in the Bible?
It is a choice. It is not mandatory in every person. It's not installed in that person. People choose to be a homosexual.
Based on what?
Based on the Bible. It says that God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even women exchange their natural relations for unnatural ones. This is Romans 1, verse 26. It says that God gave them over. God gave them over.
So you're your only source for proof is the Bible.
That's one of my sources. Another source is morality. I believe that homosexuality is.
But no. But as far as a choice goes, the only source that you have is the Bible.
Well, right, sir. And I realize that there are scientists that people can be born gay. But would you rather believe someone that is a scientist or the person that created science? It just comes down to
the scientist, personally.
Personally, yeah.
The scientist. You seem like a smart kid. And, you know, the sad thing that a lot of people see in your video is that it looks like it's something that has been, you know, beat into your head against your will at a very young age.
Yeah.
Well, it does. Hey, people, don't. Yeah. It really does.
That
I'm just
have,
I feel bad
have,
for you. I feel bad for you. And you seem like a really, really smart kid. And my only wish for anybody who is your age and that and smart is that you realize that you will be a much stronger, better person once you start thinking for yourself. Because right now, you're not thinking for yourself.
Okay, this is Caden's father.
Hi.
And yes, my son does think for himself.
He doesn't, sir. He really doesn't. It's your views, and it's the views out of a book that he is told to live his life by to the letter, which is not thinking for himself.
He lives life according to the Word of God. He reads the Word. He loves the Word. And
he loves to think for himself. You should want your boy to stand up on his own two feet and come up with his own ideas of how he should live his life and how other people should live his life.
This is his life. See, if you follow the Word of God, then you would understand why he has such a compassion for his faith.
But I'm saying, do you not want to, at any point in your life, just step outside of that and say, my God, what if people are wrong? What if all these people that have taught me all this stuff in my life have lied to me? How much money and time and everything else of my life and my family have I given over to this belief system?
Let me tell you this. Every person has an individual belief. If you want to follow Christianity, then that's your business. I'm following Christianity. I believe that homosexuality is wrong because the Bible says so.
But do you feel that, though? Everything you say, you say because the Bible says so. I want to know how you feel.
I go by the Bible.
But how do you feel?
I feel that it's wrong, and I feel that it's immoral and perverted.
But why, though?
It's non-natural.
How does it hurt you? How does it hurt you?
Does it affect you personally in any way? Does it affect the way that you go about your daily life?
I'll tell you how. It concerns the entire country. It concerns their society.
And I don't know. How does it hurt you?
I'll put it this way. It hurts me when I see them going down the wrong path.
No, but how does it hurt you? You're so against something.
You're turning into, it's not my own thoughts. When I'm quoting the Bible, I'm going according to the Bible. That is my thought. My thought is based on the Word of God. That's where I base my ideology from the Bible. Now, you have to be a Christian to understand this. But when you are a Christian, you rely on the Bible. Your life is with God. You follow God's Word. You use the Bible as a map to go by.
No, well, I'll tell you guys. This is Mocha, by the way. I'll tell you right now. I grew up going to Catholic school, going to religion class, reading the Bible, you know, almost every single day, going to church all the time. Just because the Bible says so, it didn't mean that I was going to take it literally. If I saw two people who looked like they were being affectionate with each other, who are the same sex, I was like, hell yeah, go for it. Who cares?
Well,
does that make me a bad person because I don't listen to what some book is telling me?
Allow me to tell you this. If you're a true Christian, you follow the entire contents of the Bible. Now, the Lord said, Malachi...
The Lord says a lot of bullshit in that book that I do not agree with.
Okay, now...
I'll tell you that right now.
I my ideology on the Bible, sir, and if you're not willing to accept it, then that's not my problem.
No, I just... You're a smart kid, and I feel really, really horrible for you.
Well, I don't know why you feel horrible for me, because I feel perfectly happy with my life.
I know, but I fear this, that you're 14 and you're towing a line that has been pounded into your head. And I worry that one day you're going to wake up and look back on all of this and really, really, truly, truly, in the greatest sense of the word, regret everything.
One day we're all going to stand. The Word of God says that we'll all stand accountable for our sin and for the things that we committed on this earth. And the Bible says that if our names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, we will not inherit the kingdom of God.
You're, Caden, both you and your father you're smarter than this, Caden, and you're better than this.
You might say that, but then again, God is smarter than all of us.
I know, so. But you're better than this, bro. You're better than this.
Okay. Before we end things, do you guys at least understand where other people are coming from when they're defending the rights of gay people and what you guys have to say about homosexuality?
They're defending our beliefs, and we have the right to defend ours, and you should respect our opinions as we will respect yours.
There's a lot of people over the course of the world and time that have had opinions that don't deserve to be respected.
And yours is one of them.
Zing! Thank you, Caden.
Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning, guys. Appreciate it.
The Roz and Mocha Show. KISS 92.5.